In an effort to get people back into their homes and out of temporary housing, officials in New York are spending hundreds of millions of dollars on a program to jumpstart repairs on more than 10,000 buildings damaged by Superstorm Sandy. The goal of NYC Rapid Repairs is to send in contractors to restore power, heat, and other essentials free of charge. About 400 projects have been completed so far. The effects of Sandy will linger, but one researcher says public health officials should start planning how to deal with the women who were pregnant during the storm and their children in the future. Sarah Crittenden Fuller is a doctoral candidate at Duke University's Sanford School of Public Policy. You know, Sarah, this feels so third worldish, you know, this idea that women in the U.S., pregnant women, might not be able to get help. You say what?
I think we all know that it's important for pregnant women to take good care of themselves during their pregnancy. But when a natural disaster like a Hurricane Sandy comes along, that sort of disrupts people's usual plans for their pregnancy. So people who might otherwise have been getting prenatal care on the regular schedule, all of a sudden they're dislocated from their home. Maybe they don't quite make it to all their appointments. And also mothers are under a great deal of stress, which we know isn't all that good for pregnant women and for their babies.
And you have some basis in fact for this. You've studied 7 hurricanes in North Carolina over a period of 13 years. What did you see?
When I looked at children who were born to mothers who were exposed to these hurricanes, what I found was that once these kids got into about third grade, when we start having good data on them in school, they don't perform as well on tests as other kids whose mothers weren't pregnant during the hurricane. We see lower scores in both math and reading, and they tend to be more likely to be placed in special ed.
And do we know why that is? I mean, do we know why they might have had their learning slowed?
We don't have a real clear mechanism right now for what exactly happens during a disaster, but a great deal of research on stress to a pregnant mother shows that it can change the chemicals that are in their bodies at the time. And then that's exposing the developing baby also to those chemicals and potentially changing the way their brain develops.
And they're more likely to have low birth rate, less than 5.5 pounds. They're more likely to be born earlier than 37 weeks, both of which, you know, could present challenges. And by the way, you didn't study just hurricanes. There were other natural disasters as well.
Right. I also looked at winter storms that were severe enough to result in federal emergency management declaring a disaster in that area, and also at tornadoes and flooding resulting from severe storms. However, in my results, it definitely suggests that hurricanes are more significant.
Well, I'm thinking one answer might be that, you know, as horrible as tornadoes are, they come and they go, and they leave terrible destruction in their path. But a hurricane, you're told to stay in your home for days before it happens, and you may not be able to get out for days after it happens.
Right. Well, and if a hurricane hits your town, then your family members or your friends who you might otherwise have gone to stay with, who would have been able to help you out, they can't help you the same way they might be able to if just your house is affected.
Yeah. You're sure that this is the result of the hurricane and not maybe the result of being in a low-lying area that would be more likely to be vulnerable to a hurricane? In other words, that there maybe poverty is a factor here as well. I mean, have you ruled out other reasons why these children might seem to be suffering from the hurricanes?
Right. I mean, it does seem like families who have fewer resources are more affected, but it does cut across.
Well, and you note that there's a cost if policymakers don't think about this. You say the increased probability of special ed placement from hurricane exposure in the third trimester for these, again, unborn children would be 1,300 or so more children having to go into special ed. So you're going to end up paying in the long run for these children who might have special needs.
Right. Special education service is one of the most expensive parts of our education system. So anything we can do to get kids back on track so that they don't need these special services will save us a lot of money in the long run, especially when you consider that these kids are in school for multiple years.
Sarah Crittenden Fuller, doctoral candidate at Duke University Sanford School of Public Policy. A fascinating look at the impact of hurricanes on pregnant women and their unborn children. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, quick break. And then next, if we fall off that fiscal cliff, what gets cut? We'll go through in 30 seconds here and now.